Abba Yazid, greetings.
Amir.
You are the devil.
No, I was just feeling sorry for myself because I had to look at your sad face. But do you trust me now, brother?
To be honest, it was a miracle, Amir.
If Muhammad hadn't blocked the way for the emergence of new prophets, I would have been the 124,001st messenger because of my miracles.
My prayers are answered, Amir. If those stupid people weren't in Ali's army, your plot would have failed.
If you were God's servant, we would be sure that your prayers have been answered. But you're the devil's servant. Hey! You did a perfect job. A well diggers without pickaxes. You may go sleep now. Go.
Go.
Where are you going, Sase?
I have to take some water, Commander.
They'll block the waterway.
I know.
The Battle of Ohud is repeating itself, Sase. I'm ashamed to look Ali in the eye.
Those who are wearing the uniform of Ali's army but serving the army of the Schemers should be ashamed, not you. Hold your head up high, Commander. The pillar of Ali's army shouldn't shake with a trick.
As long as these stupid people are in Ali's army, we can't win the battle. Let's go, friend.
Malik, the bitterness of this defeat was worth the experience. It was a lesson for those who are the prisoners of their own ignorance.
So why? Why have you come back again?
You know why, so why are you asking?
Is Ali thirsty?
That's not an intelligent question. It's not about Ali being thirsty. It's about keeping the waterway open. When Ali had control over the waterway, he didn't block it.
But we'll do it. As you blocked the water to the martyred Caliph.
Blocking the waterway is dangerous. If they become thirsty, they'll gain control over the river with their swords.
We've come to Siffin to fight, Amir.
Okay, fight, but with your intelligence. We have to make sure that Ali's army gets worn out. If you want to determine the fate of the battle of Siffin with the sword, you'll be a loser all the way.
You've already admitted you don't know war.
It's up to you. It's up to you, Yabba Yazid. So, what was the slogan of prudence that you would chant to those poor soldiers? What was that all about?
I won't allow the Kufis to get access to water. As God doesn't allow it. Go.
You're really unique in being ruthless.
Go.
Muawiyeh has blocked the waterway. Oh, believers, Muawiyeh doesn't allow us to use water. He doesn't allow us to use what God has granted us. Anyone who wants water should fight. Muawiyeh doesn't allow us to have water. He doesn't allow us to use what God has granted us. This tribe is the most ruthless tribe. Muawiyeh doesn't allow us to have water. He doesn't allow us to use what God has granted us. Anyone who wants water should fight. Muawiyeh doesn't allow us to have water. Oh, brothers, Muawiyeh doesn't allow us to have water. Rise up. Muawiyeh doesn't allow us to have water. Oh, believers, be aware that Muawiyeh doesn't allow us to have water. He doesn't allow us to use what God has granted us. Rise up! Rise up!
That unbeliever Ashath made our army lose steam! What should we do, Malek?
We have to break the water blockade.
I repent to God and ask for his forgiveness.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commander. You ruined an army on your own. Are you feeling better now?
We're even. You made a mistake and we were tricked by Amr ibn As.
We were supposed to be united, not to retaliate against each other.
If we had blocked the waterway, Amr ibn As would have gotten thirsty and then he wouldn't have been able to use his brain for tricks.
You give reasons like stupid old people do.
What mistakes are you talking about? Brother, is it a mistake to act like a real man?
And then what did the enemy do to you?
We're only responsible for what we do, Kendi!
My mistake, then I will make up for it.
We have to finish this job before going blind from thirst. Though we are weary, we'll gather all the strength in our arms. Let's start the fight, Ashas.
Water should take up his sword. You don't fight, you'll die of thirst. You fight, you'll have some hope of staying alive. You have to fight as long as you have the strength.
We have to fight. 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 We have to fight.
Fight! But not for the water of the Euphrates! Fight for our religion! Not for the river!
Walid, where are you? What are you up to? You're a disaster.
Listen, listen. Can you hear that?
Chewing camels and running water. Maybe your brain's temperature's gone up.
Thank you.
Be quiet!
Drums. Beat the drums of war!
They always show up when we expect them the least. We expected the attack at midnight.
The Nakai monster won't leave us alone if he doesn't kill all of Umayyad's sons. Hey, cousin, let's run away.
Don't move. Stay calm. Stay calm, my friend. Come.
Oh, no! Please, no!
Ares! Who was that?
Beat the drums for withdrawal!
Cannot be. Talk to me. Come on, talk to me.
Don't die.
Brother,
don't die. Please, don't die. No.
As the Haram months approached, the armies of the Levant and Kufa stopped fighting. During all those months, Imam Ali's army was in control of the Euphrates River. The Imam never blocked the waterway to the army of the Levant. The Levantine soldiers would use the water in the Euphrates without any restrictions. Imam Ali's humane treatment of the enemies made the Levantine soldiers, who had never had the chance to get to know Imam Ali, come to their senses. A small number of them, who had a clear conscience, realized the truth and joined Imam Ali's army. But the majority of the soldiers of the Levant continued to remain hostage to their own ignorance and bow to the tricks of Nabiga's son. The Aram months passed. The interval left the armies in Safin with a low morale. The Kufis were in a more difficult situation. Because they were far away from their homes, and they weren't used to Safin's climate. During those days, Imam Ali sent several envoys to the Levant army's camp to invite them to peace by pledging allegiance. But Arab Nabiga's sons were deaf to the Imam's advice. After the Haram months, the armies of Kufa and the Levant were preparing for a battle that the Imam tried as much as possible to prevent.
Are you gardening?
Yes, I'm gardening. I'm quite used to it by now. I live with the plants and vegetables. Have some, Malek. Bread and onion.
Won't your commander get angry if he sees you like this?
He's already seen me. Amar wrote down the Nur Sirah of the Quran, and he gave it to me as a gift.
For the intention of getting close to God. God's curse be upon the devil's heart. No, I couldn't. I couldn't do it! I had doubts about my intention again. I had doubts. It wasn't genuine. It was for the intention of getting close to God. There was arrogance in it. There were signs of arrogance. I failed.
Take it easy, Father. Sifin's weather is cold. You might catch a cold.
Shut your mouth, you wretch! Have you become an infidel? You don't let me concentrate!
May God accept your prayers, Abba Gotam. God doesn't have anything more valuable than heaven to grant for your prayers.
Oh,
faithful man, what do you want to achieve? You poor servant of God, you say prayers all the time.
What should I do if I don't say prayers, Ashas? I have to play with my ring and grieve over the death of my son, Ares. Any news about the battle?
Everything is safe. As it seems, you have enough time to say 10,000 rakats of prayer.
I've become old and dumb. I can't think of anything. Ali has kept these people waiting and is hopeful that his advice will work. Moawiya must know the truth by now.
Everybody is tired. I'm getting suspicious of everything. Have you ever thought about why Ali didn't block the waterway to Moawiya?
I don't know why.
Ashtar, the harem months are over. The soldiers have been idle and have become crazy. They're depressed and tired. How long is Ali going to continue the jihad by preaching?
Amr ibn Nas had still pinned his hopes on the ignorance of the Kufi people. The Kufis fell prey to his tricks once again and accused Imam Ali of being scared of fighting with the army of the Levant and accused him of being hesitant. The Imam asked, "Do you think that I'm hesitant to fight because I'm scared of death? I swear to God that I'm not afraid if I go towards my death or if my death comes towards me. I didn't delay the war for even a single day, but in the hope that some people might join me and embrace the path of truth and move forward in light of my guidance. This is more pleasant to me than killing the army of the Levant while they're still being misled."
What's going on, Amar?
I'm full of light, Malek. I'm full of light. I can even shed light on this desert. I dreamt that I had gone to visit the Prophet. It was Muhammad, with the same face and turban. He recited a Quranic verse that I don't remember. He talked about a tribe that I don't remember either. He called me by my name. The messenger of God called me by my name. He told me a secret that I won't reveal before it comes true. Do you believe me, Malek?
Why shouldn't I believe you? You have a pure heart. Any news about the war?
Tomorrow we'll declare war.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Go to Ali's tent.
I worried I might say something and make him upset.
Malek, Ali loves you more than he loves us.
I wish that I could take Ali to an era whose people knew how valuable he is.
You'll go, Malek. You'll go. And as long as this world exists, oppressed people will look for Ali.
It's me, Amr, the son of As. My father He used to wear a cloak. And he would wear a turban. He was an Arab. And he would share his bread with his neighbors as much as possible. My father never said anything and never heard anything but for the dignity of the Arabs. As usual, I have to talk about his battles and about his sword. But there's no need to talk about him. Those who need to know him already know him. I'm Amr. I'm his son. I am his successor. I am the son of his honor. And I have his noble blood running in my veins. I don't think it's fair to bother my tired brothers by stating the obvious and wearing out their patience by repeating something that is already clear. I swear on this sunlight that I've never consulted anyone and I've never fought any wars on any horse but for the honor and dignity of the Arabs. But tell me if you, my religious brothers, don't need God and the honor and the dignity of the Arabs, then I tell you, my brothers in religion and my brother Arabs, take your sword and cut off the head of the son of us.
Hey, son of us! If you're looking for the honor and dignity of the Arabs, I know where they are. Muawiyah buried the honor and dignity of the Arabs in the Rabaza Desert. Abu Zar's words were dignity, and his body was honor. Oh, my angry brothers of the Levant! You've sent someone to the battlefield who's proud of the honor and dignity his ancestors didn't have. The followers of Muhammad are proud of their religion, not their ethnicity or tribe. He's the son of us, an Arab. Let him be. If he refers to his conscience, he'll admit who Ali is and who you're going to fight against. Oh, brothers, both sides are Muslims. How many people do you know on your side who are going to fight against their own religious brothers on this side? Honor and dignity are unity and brotherhood that can be sold. Just like spice in the Levant these days.
Hey, Sheikh! This place is a battlefield, not a mosque for sermons and preaching. The arbiter between you and us should be the sword!
Sold!
Oh, brothers, this letter contains the last advice of Abu al-Hasan Ali. You still have time to think. All of us pray to the same Qibla. All of us are buried in the same tradition. Testifying to God's unity is the first principle of our beliefs. Resurrection is everyone's fate. Don't do something so you'll meet the messenger of God in the hereafter with shame and sorrow.
We are agents of Muawiyah And we're seeking revenge for the blood of the innocent Caliph. Move! Move! Abba Yazid! Hey, Caliph's son, how are you feeling?
I'm invincible with Mohammed's cloak, and I'm an angel of death with Caliph Omar's sword.
But be careful. The miracle of Ali's words and his sword might break your spell. Your brother Abdullah became dumb with his promises.
But you see, Amri among Hashim's sons, only one of them turned out to be Mohammed. The five fingers of a hand aren't supposed to be the same. In Siffin, I'm the one who'll prove the son of Caliph can bring Caesar and Kasra from the sky to the earth.
That was great. Let's start.
Ashas!
See, Amir? The Kendi and Rabia tribe showed up out of nowhere. They're tearing the army of the Levant apart. Do something, Amir.
I used everything I had in my bag of tricks. I've run out of tricks.
Amir, when will you hunt that wretch Asas Kendi?
Tonight, I will use my last arrow. Abba Yazid, we did enough fighting for today. Tell them to stop fighting.
Ashas, tell Makhdush to come back.
But we're winning, Ashtar. Don't give him any chance. We have to finish this job.
Do you really feel like a man when you fight with someone who's running away?
It's a war, Malik. If we don't use this opportunity, we won't win the battle.
Ashas! Tell Makhdush to come back!
Commander, can I come in? Are you dead, Abba Yazid?
No, you can come back when you've become a man of your word.
Then goodbye.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to Fustat, where I can think about my camels giving birth to new calves without having to worry about Ali's sword.
You promised to make me the conqueror of Siffin.
And you promised me that you would be an obedient companion.
Are you still upset because I blocked the waterway?
Am I upset? I'm full of rage. We've been fighting for the past 8 days, but to no avail. To no avail! Do you know what has made the armor of Kufi so fearless? Our unmanliness has done it! We should have acted like Muslims. That's what we should have done.
Stop it now, Amir. Save me from the Siffin quagmire. I promise that I won't do anything without your permission. When will you catch Ashas Kendi?
Instead of Ashas Kendi, I'm thinking of the Damascene David. I have found someone who looks exactly like you. Tomorrow we'll make him wear your combat gear, and we'll make up his appearance so our soldiers would think that you also have the courage to fight like Ali. Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. It's him.
Oh, my God. He's like me. He's my double room. Looks exactly like me.
The difference between you is that he sleeps without a worry at night. You see, Abba Yazid, this world is full of short, fat men with... who have big eyes in their heads. But one of them ends up in Abu Sufyan's house and becomes a governor. And the other of them ends up in the slums of Damascus and becomes the poor Damascene David. Well, David, then, don't you want to say hello to the governor? Say hello.
I'll give up my life as a greeting, Sheikh.
Bravo, Arab man, bravo.
But he didn't answer my greeting.
Hey, you hypocrites! Have you brought Aristotle here for an argument?
No, I've brought a mirror so that you can clean the dust from your hearts.
Well, what should we do now?
Yo!
Ha! What are you doing, you idiot?
It's a disgrace for a governor to take cover under a net in fear of mosquitoes while he has a sword.
He's insane.
His resemblance is enough for us. Take off your clothes, David, sir. You have to wear the governor's clothes.
Smells of meat.
What is this? Is this a gift? That idiot will disgrace us.
His problem is that he talks too much. The solution is a muzzle. Greetings, the governor. But he's a real governor, isn't he?
I'm the governor of a dozen crippled and blind children, and I always have to fight with an army of miseries in order to feed them. The Sheikh has promised to give me 100 dinars in return for wearing these clothes for a day. If he keeps his word, and if I get the money, it'll be the biggest achievement in my life.
I'll give you the money. Take it.
I'll even give up my life if you want.
Well, Damascene David. Now you have to practice talking like a governor.
I can do it. I can do it. Oh, warriors! Are you thirsty? Tear apart the camel's stomachs with your swords and drink water from inside their bodies! Our bodies! Attack!
It's a disaster! They killed the son of the Caliph!
They killed the son of the Caliph!
They killed Amar! They killed the messenger of God's companion! They killed Amar! They killed him! They killed the messenger of God's companion! They killed Amar! They killed Amar! They killed Amar! They killed Amar! They killed him! They killed the messenger of God's companion! They killed him! They killed him!
The army will fall apart!
I saw him myself! He's there! I wish you had seen the situation he was in! I saw him with my own eyes!
Brother Amar.
Oh, believer, who are you?
John Dub.
Which John Dub?
The Azdi John Dub.
God's peace be upon you, John Dub. Why have you stopped fighting? This tribe is the most ruthless tribe. The messenger of God once told me, Amar, you'll get killed by the most ruthless tribe.
They were torn to pieces, Amar. The conqueror of Safin is the army of God.
When you're with Ali, whether you win or lose, you'll be the conqueror.
You'll stay alive, Amar.
Oh, John Darba, death is bittersweet for me.
May God reward you, brother. Bitter and sweet don't go together. They are opposite each other. How is it possible?
It's bitter because I'll have to leave Ali. And it's sweet because I'll visit Muhammad.
Amar! Amar! Thank you.